Blog Talk Radio.
Help me say,
no more cloudy days.
morning, good morning, West Coast, and good afternoon, East Coast. The storm is over now, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Spiritual Feeding. It is December the 6th, Monday, 2010, and we are definitely getting it in on today. This week, we're going to be talking about communication. But on today's show, we're going to be talking about meditation. We got these busy minds, and we always caught up in something, and we always thinking about something. But it's crazy that a lot of us be so stressed out. Our brothers and sisters out there are dying from the blues, man. I know I got a friend that just basically died from the blues, worrying about everything but herself, and end up basically having a stroke and died 25 years old. So I think it's important that I talk about meditation on today. I just had to open the show and say, Father God, just thank you for today, yesterday, and tomorrow, Lord, because without you, I wouldn't have neither one of those days, God. So many things that go on in this world and that happen to us and don't happen to us, Lord, you take the back burner. But on today, we give you the praise, Lord. We know you only ask us for 10% of our time, and 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours and 40 minutes. We thank you for giving your only begotten son, Jesus, giving his precious blood for our sin. Amen. I have to shout out to everybody that's listening, the 323, the 601, the 973, the 419, and the 253. And also to the online love in the chat room. If you want to listen live online, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT and log into the chat room. But we're going to chop it up today because this meditation piece is very important. Because a lot of times we be letting the things of life stress us out and drive us crazy. And, you know, even though I'm heartbroken that I lost my friend, but I know that, you know, life has to move on. But I wish I could have maybe, and I can't now, have talked to her about meditation, but I can talk to y'all about meditation. And it's going to come from a scripture. This scripture, Psalms 5, verses 8 and 1, it says, give ear to my words, O Lord. Consider my meditation. Lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of my enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. And that's Psalms 5, verses 8 and 1. Meditation is a quiet conversation with your soul, y'all. I have to say that again. Meditation is a quiet conversation with your soul. You're talking with your soul. You're having a conversation with the Lord through your soul. And one of the ways that you can do that, you got to get quiet. But a lot of times, have you ever heard yourself say this? Have you ever heard yourself say, I can't hear myself think? You know, I should turn off the TV. It's been on for hours anyway. Or, you know, I'll turn it off in a few more minutes when my show go off. Then your mind start wondering. I wonder what that crazy judge is going to snap on today. Then you start getting at the kids, quiet, y'all be quiet. I can't hear y'all. I can't hear y'all all the way up here making all that noise in the yard. You keep telling them pipe down. And then your mind keep wondering. We still talk about this mind and say, oh, I must call the plumber about the toilet. And if only if my husband or, you know, if only if my husband would have fixed it, it would have saved me some money. Oh, I must remember to bring my checkbook to the PTA meeting. I think I was supposed to pay for that field trip last week. Your mind constantly keep wondering. You don't get a chance. The mind doesn't get a chance to get peace. Oh, I got to take care of this child support. I got to take care of these fines. Oh, I got to go to work. I need a second job. I got to take up some courses to go to school. My mother's sick. My brother need money. My sister about to get kicked out of the apartment. So many worries, right, y'all? People acting crazy. I'm trying to help people out there acting crazy. Wow. And it goes on and on and on. The internal dialogue that just won't quit. It's an internal dialogue in your head that just won't stop. How could you get ahead when you can't even get the voices in your head to agree on the same issue? But newsflash, y'all, newsflash, it was never easy. Or it would never be easy to get them all to all agree. I still don't get all the voices to agree in my head. I just meditate and get them to calm down. And it's not like it's going to be some breadcrumbs to guide us to where we're trying to go. But meditation is so important. But you got to understand the issue of seeking a resolution can be easier with meditation. If you're having a problem right now with something or somebody, take the time out to meditate on it first. Before you start getting angry, because I had to do that for myself. I get upset with people and people get on my nerves. All of a sudden, I just start diva-stepping everywhere. But I have to remember. I have to get myself to remember, like, look, this is something that you got to meditate on. You can't act on this right now. Because if you acting on this, you acting on it with your feelings. You didn't get a clear understanding of what's going on. And before I know it, I'm all razzled about it. I'm all stressed about it. Now I want to go have a talk about tea party with a couple more people. I'm going to call somebody up and talk. You know, and talk about tea party can be positive and negative. You can go to somebody and talk about your feelings on the situation, or you can go and have a talk about tea party and it being a positive situation. But it's so important for us to meditate, y'all, on our issues and our problems and concerns that we have in life. Because if we don't, our brothers and sisters are out there, y'all. We dying from the blues, y'all. We dying from stress. I definitely want your opinion on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. I'm going to go to the hotline to open it up. Because I see some people want to give their opinion live on the spiritual feed. And 973-849, you're live on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Who's this and where you calling from?
This Will from the Brick City.
Hey, Will, what's going on, man? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, what's going on with you?
Nothing. We having this spiritual feeding going on this morning. A lot of our brothers and sisters are dying from the blues. We be so stressed out thinking about everything, the car, the kids, the job, the house, the lights, that all of a sudden we stroke up. I just had a friend, you know, she passed away. She had a stroke because she was stressed. She was 25 years old, man.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, what do you think
about
that? A lot of us going through it, and I mean, especially as young youth or so forth, it could be a loss from a dad, a mom, and you coming up through the struggle in life, and I mean, not knowing which way to go, and everybody gone, and you don't got nobody to look through, and then, I mean, that could bring on that stress as well. You never know.
Go ahead.
A lot of us going through it every day. And, I don't know what to say more about it, but a lot of us going through it every day. It could be from a lot of schoolwork. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely can be from a lot of schoolwork of losing a dad. Because after I lost my mother, you know, first my mother went, then, you know, my first love went, then my grandmother went, then my son's father went. I was depressed. I didn't know I was depressed. I was depressed for 10 years because once I start feeling lonely or confused or something like that, I go and smoke a blunt or I go drink or I just, you know, drown myself out so I won't feel those feelings. But that's the problem. A lot of times we go smoking, we use these drugs to cover up the feeling that we don't want to feel. But the thing about it, you got to feel the feeling to get over it. And what we missing is that meditation. When we sit down and get away from the nagging spouse, the negative friends, you know, the BS people, and just get some time with ourselves to just meditate, cut the phone off, cut the radio off.
I agree with that.
It's a lot better.
A lot of time to yourself. Yeah, I agree with that. Let's see, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, anyway, I'm just going to go ahead off of it. Like you were just saying a minute ago, I agree with that as far as the loss of the spouse and all that stuff. I agree with that. I was going through something once upon a time, but I'm over it now. But made me a better person. And I went to drinking. Now, I mean, I was drinking a gallon a day. It was crazy, but I'm over it now. And there, I thought I wasn't going to make it out of that dark hole. That's what I seen it as, a dark hole. Like, I was lonely. But at the end of the day, 100% you'll be a better person. Just bear with the situation. Just bear with it and look over. You'll come out on top.
That's what's up. Well, I thank you for your opinion. I got other people on the line I want to give their opinion too, but he definitely right about that. Yo, bear with the situation. Another one of the people I know, his nephew, I'm about to get to you, Rocker Block, but another person I know, his nephew, we had two cousins, both of them committed suicide in the same month. The first one shot himself in the head, and the second one, which was last month, he actually called into the show last week. It was last week he killed himself. This man put his head on the railroad track and let the train run it over. Depression can kill you. But what a lot of us don't realize, when you kill yourself, you just gave yourself a one-way ticket to hell, man. I definitely want to get your opinion on this, and that's why I'm talking to y'all today about meditation. We're going to be talking about communication all week throughout the show, but today we're talking about meditating. Rocker Block, you live on the line. Good morning. Well, good afternoon to the East Coast, man.
Yeah, good afternoon. How you doing? EB's up from Will Smith. You hung up on me last night. That's fine, though.
Oh, I didn't hang up on you. My phone died. And don't be calling my show being a new nigga. I'll cut you up right on spiritual feed, and don't play with me. Now, let's get back to the show.
You know, I love you, girl.
We getting our spiritual feeding on today. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on. On today, we're talking about meditation. It's so important for us to meditate, man, because a lot of the stress and carrying on. Even one time, I was so mad one time that the bus was late that I caught a migraine. That's too much getting mad right there. I was mad at the bus driver. I wanted to fight him.
Fight the bus driver. You're going straight to jail. One-way ticket to jail.
One-way ticket to jail with a nice $2,500,000 fine. I got it, but I got myself together because not for nothing. Being that I was early and he was late, that didn't mean nothing because it was plenty of times I was late and he was early. But I want to get your opinion on this topic because we want to get to the 323 as well.
What's the topic? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Rocker Block, I'm going to get back to you.
Okay.
323, you're now live in the building. What's your name and where you calling from?
That's good, man. It's Mike Mitch.
Hey, Mitch. Good morning, Mitch. Mitch is in the building. Thank
good
you
morning.
For calling
good morning.
In, Mitch. Good
yeah,
morning, good morning. I'm meditating right now, man.
Yeah, I see. Hey, man, but, you know, to get on the subject you're talking about when it comes to meditating or your mind just constantly thinking on things, I'm one that does that. Like, my mind is always going 24/7. Sometimes I'm always on things I need to be thinking about. You know what I'm saying? It's not. It's good to think about things as long as you're putting some action to them. You know what I mean? Like the Bible says, you know, think on things that's pure, you know, loving, you know, beautiful, things like that. You know what I mean? Keep your mind focused on those things. That way, stress won't be built up. But a lot of times, people go through life not even knowingly stressed, like you said, even without smoking, without drinking, without any of those other dependents that we use to kind of cover up our mask. Our hurt, our stress, whatever, we can still be stressed and not know it. You know what I'm saying? Our body can be going through some things and we just do not know it. Like, people tell me I'm stressed all the time. I'm like, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm not
I don't feel stressed.
Yeah, I don't feel stressed. You know what I'm saying? What does stress feel like? Like, usually for me, stress feels like I'm just worried. I don't know. It's like, it's worrying to me. Stress is worrying to me. You know, I don't feel like I'm worried. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
But my body could be worried without me knowing. You know what I'm saying? It's not always mental. It could be physical.
And I like
as well.
What you said, that it's not always mental. And, you know, I didn't think about it as in that aspect. I was really stuck on the mental part of it, but you're right. Your body could be breaking down. You could be losing weight, get some aches and pains, something going on, some stomach pains, and you're wondering, why am I getting these stomach pains? Those, first of all, the human body is a Rubik's Cube. It's just like, wow. It's so complicated. And you never know, because it could be past stress, present stress. I know people listen like, what is present stress? We all know that it's going to be some stress. You're worrying about what's to come, and it hasn't even got to you yet. But, yeah, that's crazy you said that, because I was going through it, my shoulder, like 3 or 4 years ago when I lived on Greenwood. I was working a good job. I was making like $13 to $15 an hour just going to people's houses and watching their kids. But it was always bothering me. I would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, travel for about 2 hours on the bus and the train, and walk about 10 minutes to these houses, not really knowing, you know, when you're doing the in-home care, you never know what your next assignment is, whatever the case may be. But I used to come home and my whole right shoulder used to feel like it was dislocated, like somebody hit me with a bat. But I know I didn't fall down, I hurt myself, but it was all in my neck. And you're right, Mitch. It's
yeah, it can definitely That body can definitely let you know when you stress, when it gets down to the last little line. You know what I mean? You know, okay, hold on, I need to sit down somewhere. I need to go to the doctor. I need this, that, and the other. But, like, I recommend for those that maybe just think about everything, write down everything that's good in your life. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to focus on one negative thing, and that one negative thing will override a million good things that's going on in your life. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm one. Like, I will focus on, you know, whatever one situation is, but I'll be like, yo, you know what? I'll be like, you know what? Screw my life. My life sucks right now. I think about it, like, nah, my life's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? I'm good. It's just one thing that's irritating the hell out of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if you focus on 20 good things, man, them other 5 bad things won't even matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because it will overweigh, you know what I'm saying, that negative.
You definitely got a good point on that. If you focus on, you know, 20 good things, that one thing wouldn't matter. And a lot of times, you know, that's where I think meditation comes in at.
Exactly.
Get into a quiet place, cutting that phone off,
right,
cutting the radio off,
mm-hmm,
in your room, especially when the kids ain't around.
Right.
And if the spouse is bothering you, be like, look, I love you, but right now I need to get my meditation on,
right,
because my spirit is jacked up right now.
Right.
And if you love
you.
Me, you'll
yeah.
give me this time.
Right. And if you want to live, you'll
time.
Give me this time.
Exactly.
You want to see
you
breathing?
If you love me, because if not, it's going to be some hell raising up in here. You know it. But sit on your bed, cross your legs, you know, if you want to light you a candle or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Meditate, and we can be in a quiet place and still be a lot of noise up in our heads. Stop thinking about your spouse. Stop thinking about the bills, the kids, your clothes, your hair, your rims. Get all that physical stuff out and just breathe and release. We got cable. Get some yoga. If you like the TV, you know, go on demand and do some yoga. But it's the meditation piece. It's relaxing your mind. Whenever you're doing yoga, they always say, relax your mind.
Exactly.
Relax your spirit. Do you notice that yoga is always calm, releasing?
Right.
They talk like this, relax. They don't say, look, calm down, relax. Bend, go to the doggy upward. They don't yell. They're calm.
Yeah. Yoga is like number one stress reliever, they say. You know, it's one of those, like, one of the number one stress relievers, you know what I mean? If you go and take that yoga, it's a peace of mind, you know what I mean, besides, you know,
and it's good because you stretching your body out. It really works. I do.
Yeah, it's good exercise as well. You know what I'm saying? It helps, especially lowers that body stress. You know what I'm saying? It lowers that body stress. Because your body can be so tense, it'll lock up on you, you know what I'm saying, all kinds of things. And you want to make sure that your body is workable. It's a workable tool.
A workable tool, because you be running to the hospital. Doctor, doctor, you be getting second, third, fourth opinions. They can't figure out. And let me tell y'all something about doctors. They are practicing on
practice.
You. This is practice. So if you're having, and shout out to the 862-323-973-732 live in the building. We're talking about meditation on today. And we're going to be talking about communication all day, but we're talking about meditation on today. It's so important for us to meditate. A 25-year-old woman lost her life. She stroked up from stress. My brothers and sisters, we dying out here today, y'all. We dying out here from the blues. From the blues, just because we so worried about everything in the past and the stuff in the future. Worrying is a sin. Worrying is a sin. But I like Mike Mitch just upgraded us today and was like, you know, it's not just mental stress, it's physical stress. If you have some pains in your body, some stomach pains, some shoulder pains, some back pains, headaches, migraines, the doctors is practicing. They only testing you to see what could be the cause. They really don't know. But we do know one doctor that knows all things, and that's God.
Right. The great physician.
God knows all things, and he can heal all things if you let him.
Mm-hmm.
You have to let him in to heal you. And one of the ways you can communicate with God is through your soul. Get up on your bed. Cross your legs. Relieve your heart and your mind. I'm not saying think about, cut the phone off too. The phone is the issue.
Man.
Cut the radio off, cut everything off and relax. And you got to get them voices in control. How are you going to be able to focus on something when you can't even get the voices in your head to agree on the same thing?
Right.
They over here, oh, I got to go pick up the kids. My baby mother crazy. My brother got issues. He need money in jail. My mama need to hurry up and get up off her butt and get a job because I'm tired of taking care of her. My grandmother over here, she's saying in the projects, is crazy over there. Oh, man, I got to go to the store. These hood niggas on the corner. Let it all go because God won't be able to come in and help y'all. I definitely want to get y'all opinion on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button so you can speak to the host so we can get your opinion. And also on a live chat, www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. I'm going to open up the lines for Rocker Block because I'm pretty sure he's up to date by now. Hey,
what's up? I'm up to date. You talking about meditation.
We're talking about meditation, yes.
I don't do yoga or nothing like that as far as meditation, that kind of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
But my personal meditation is, you know, through prayer with God and reading my word and being able to spread the good news that makes me feel good. So therefore, you know, I'm no longer stressed when I know I'm doing some good people. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
As far as, you know, everybody's killing themselves and going through what they're going through. You just got to make time for certain stuff. Whatever you have time for is that's what's important. If you can make time to sit down and chill, and that's what you need to do. But not a lot of people have time to do that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, they overstretch themselves, they overwork themselves, and they end up, especially if it's a bad situation that they're going through, you gotta find a way. You gotta find an outlet. You know what I mean? You have to find an outlet. You can't let other people control your life because then you definitely won't find an outlet that way because you're not in control.
And if you're always focusing on that one bad thing, that one stressful situation that's going on in your mind, no matter how big you may think it is. If you're always thinking about it and you're stressing over it, then you're not going to really be able to see all the good things that's going on in your life on today. You won't be able to get no victory. How are you going to get some victory and you too busy over there, you know, taking shots with the devil? You can't be, you ain't going to be clear on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get down. You got to meditate. You got to get real with yourself and know that God got things in control.
Yeah.
He
and
got
I mean,
it.
When
got
it comes to, when it comes to drinking, that's a whole different story in itself because you have to know the amount of alcohol you consume at the time. You got to know the level of alcoholism, whether you're alcoholic or not. You have to know when to stop, when to start, how much to drink. You know, you can't just keep drinking just because it makes you feel good. There has to be a time for that. You know what I mean? Specific time
that's
to wind down. You can't keep using alcohol as a gate, you know, outlet.
It's an escape because a lot of us don't want to feel feelings. Who wants to be depressed? Who want to be sad? Who want to be suicidal? Who want to be angry? Who want
to
be lonely?
Yeah, you have to find the root of the depression. What you depressed about? What can you do about it? What you going to do to go about taking care of that?
Mm-hmm.
You got to ask yourself these questions. You got so much on your mind, you can't even ask yourself a question.
It's very important, y'all, that we get together and that we keep encouraging one another on today. Because if we don't encourage one another and if we don't tell somebody, look, you can lean on me. You know, I got you. You can lean on me. You can come and talk to me. But we got to encourage them on today to put God first and get some meditation, man. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. We getting our spiritual feeding on with that meditation. Call it at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Tell a friend to tell a friend right now.
This is for that little child with no father. For that man that doesn't have a place to stay. For that little boy living with AIDS.
Can I tell you a story, tell you a story?
You can lean on me.
There's a man,
oh yeah,
standing on the corner. He has no home, he has no food, and his blue skies are gone.
Yes, it is.
Can you hear him crying now?
Thank you.
you more than you'll ever know.
Instead of walking away,
open up.
Welcome back, you guys, to your spiritual feeding. I am your host, Diva Mary Kay, and we are getting our spiritual feeding on today. We're going to step y'all game up and teach y'all about meditation, man. Meditation. I like what Rocka Block said. I got Rocka Block live in the building. Ms. Mike also was telling us, you know, meditation is so important because our spirits be all jacked up and whatnot, and then we start getting, Rock, you ever ran into those people that'd be like, oh, I don't mess with people like that, and I don't have friends. I have associates.
Yeah, all the time, man. It's crazy.
I don't have friends. I got associates.
I don't know what that's about, but they got their own way of thinking with that. I don't know about that. I don't do that. I don't know about
I think people that say that is because, one, they don't know what a real friend is. Because, for two, they haven't evaluated themselves as what a friend and went by what the Bible says and what God says about what a real friend is. But the meditation piece, the reason why a lot of y'all attitudes and spirits is all jacked up, because you don't take the time to meditate. I don't care if you got to go hide in your closet somewhere. Sit down and because a lot of times I have to meditate. Because I'm a person that has a very slick mouth. I hurt you with my words. Because I'm not going to jail. I'm not fighting no more. It ain't going to happen. Because if I fight, every time I decide I want to put my hands on somebody, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, I think people who say that, they ignorant. It's just ignorance. I mean, it kind of spoils your day, man.
Uh-huh. And then you look at the person. They don't realize how you're looking at them now. Like, wow, you got some issues, man. You got some situations going on with you. Like, why do you feel that you only have associates? You don't have friends. Like, you ain't got one friend. I heard a girl one time, she told me, I don't trust my own mama. I said, wow. That's something.
I feel like you have a sad day. You shouldn't go around spoiling everybody. They telling them about your story and everything. But you ain't looking up or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Keep it to yourself. Go about your business. Go home or something.
It ain't misery, but the saying is misery love company. But misery would be merciful if you meditated. For real.
Okay.
I like that. I'm going to tweet that. Misery would be merciful if it meditates.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's real true. Misery would be merciful if you meditated. You got to meditate because there's so many times, you know, things in an instant can aggravate you. And you never know, you know, I don't know, you never know, like, what's going to happen next and where your attitude can lead you to. And what can happen behind your attitude of you saying something. You can end up in jail. That's why a lot of people that come home from jail is real humble.
Mm-hmm.
Because they ain't had nothing but time to meditate.
That's right. I come from work humble because I got nothing but time to meditate at work.
Exactly.
I don't do nothing really, so, you know, I got plenty of time.
And y'all got to be thankful for those who out there who got a job and y'all working right now and y'all seeing right now, oh, I can't stand this job. I mean, I can't stand this job. I can't stand these people at my job. They make me sick, blah, 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 and boo-hoo and carrying on. You should be thankful that you got a job because there's people out there right now that's stressed out. They will be willing to do what you're doing
wow.
for almost $3 or $4 less. And for all you brand new people out there that act like that y'all can't work for $3 or $4 less, y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. I can't stand for somebody who ain't got no job, ain't trying to get no job, let alone ain't got no skills, but would turn their nose up at a Burger King and a McDonald's job.
Mm-hmm. She ain't got no skills. Dollars is more than enough. But now.
I didn't hear you.
I said, if you ain't got no skills, $8 an hour is more than enough if you get the job. You can't
exactly.
ask more than that. Yeah.
You can't ask for more than that, but it's that meditation piece that come in that we have to, you know, and that's a grand way, like that's a good, that's like a highway to get in your thoughts and whatnot to the Lord. The Lord always hear your prayers, but when you meditate, why do y'all think ministers and pastors and deacons and deaconess, they go to a quiet place to talk to the Lord?
Yeah.
How are you going to be talking to the Lord listening to, you know,
yeah,
music? Come
on. Can't do that. It doesn't make no sense.
He can't
but
hear you.
Work,
he can get mixed messages.
Yeah, if you show them you work hard, you might get, extra dollars, maybe, depending on where you're working at.
Yeah.
Show them you work hard. You're always on time. You don't start no trouble. You don't steal. That kind of stuff.
And that's the same thing with the Lord.
Yeah,
you have
you
to show up.
That's right.
You got to be consistent. You got to be on time. You got to do your job correctly. You know, and your payment is the over. He will give you an over. Not only when you meditate and then when you praying with the Lord and you putting him first, he's going to give you what you asked for and what you didn't ask for.
Mm-hmm.
Be thankful. He already know what you're asking for, but it's that meditation piece that's so important because our minds be all clouded, and that's why, you know, I was when we was talking about dreams on to last week, that God, your dreams, and I wrote in my dream journal this morning. That was pretty cool. And, you know, God comes to you at your most humble state, your most calm state, and your dreams are instructions and warnings for your future and your past. A lot of us don't know this. You be wondering why, like, well, why didn't I get this dream or why didn't I get this message when I was woke and I was running around doing A, B, C, D, and some of Z, X, Y, everything, because God can be sitting in front of you with a red flag, a pink tutu on, a big colorful Afro clown wig, and you still wouldn't see him. You still couldn't hear him. You can't hear him because you caught up in the highways and the byways of your stuff and your mess. You hear what you want to hear at that time. But at the same time, how could you get emotional house? Let's talk about this emotional house, y'all. For those who don't know, tune in to Diva Spot Radio, ENT. All right, Rocka Block, love you very, very much. But the emotional house. A lot of us is caught up in this emotional house, meaning that we letting our emotions separate us from the blessing that God has to give to us, also from the blessings that, you know, was already put down for us. A couple of examples of emotional house. I lost my job. I'm depressed. I don't want to go outside. I'm upset because I ain't got no money. I ain't got no income coming in. I can't buy what I want to no more. My cable, my lights, I'm about to lose everything because of I don't have a job. So now I'm depressed, and I don't feel like going to look for another one. I love that job. That was the best job I ever had. Another example of emotional house. Emotional house. My man cheated on me. He lied to me. He broke up with me. My girl lied to me. My girl cheated on me. My man don't understand. He don't listen. My girl don't understand. She don't listen. Oh, this is this and that and so forth. And now I don't have the energy to take care of my kids. I don't have the energy to clean my house. I don't have the energy to do my hair, go get my hair cut, to go take care of the car, to clean up the yard, to do the laundry. I don't want to do nothing but sit around here and be depressed and do the minimal things that I have to because I'm so busy focusing about my mate. Emotional house. Emotional house. Past hurt. This person has hurt me. This person set me up. They touched me. They beat me. They raped me. They molested me. They held me for a hostage. They held me back. Now I can't move forward. I can't do this. I can't do that. I can't go to school. I can't get a job. I can't have a mate. I just can't all over the board. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough confidence. I'm scared. I'm angry. The world is crazy. Emotional house. It's so, so important for us to meditate, y'all. Because if we don't meditate on today and get some clarity within ourselves, we got all these voices in our head. All these voices going on. But we can't get it together because we ain't trying to get it together. I like what, shout out to Keep It Nappy on Twitter. She says, I am capable, able, and strong enough to push through any obstacle. You got to motivate yourself on today. You definitely got to motivate yourself on a day. How are you going to motivate somebody else or help somebody else if you don't motivate yourself on today? How can you do that? How could you even be happy with you? Y'all got to start thinking about it. Meditation is so serious because our brothers and sisters out there, we dying over the blues, man. We dying from the blues. We dying from stress. We have an aneurysm. And then this is what happened. We get all stressed out, and now they want to medicate us. They want to medicate us. They want to diagnose us with bipolar disease. Oh, that's what that was? Bipolar disease? And now you're getting medicated and zoomed out. Now you went from being stressed and depressed to now you done got to the point that you had to go see a doctor or something drastic happened because you mentally all jacked up. Now they diagnosed it and put you on some medication. Now you got a drug addiction. Now you addicted to prescription drugs. You got to let God be in control, y'all. I definitely want your opinion on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Because where there's one and two, God is definitely in the midst.
No. me.
What's
yeah.
it say about you?
God is who he is, and his word is yes and amen, because, Lord, without you, we would not have neither one of these days. Mm-mm-mm. I think that's my new favorite song. I actually seen that song, and I listened to it, but I really didn't get a chance to hear the whole thing, but it's definitely worth the play. We got about 5 minutes left on the show because I'm about to get my meditation on, so what I have to do right now is I need to call out to Future Guru 100 because he always checks in for the prayer. And he doesn't know that the show is not rocking for 2 hours today. It's only going to be rocking for an hour because I was just thinking about it. I'm glad to be used as a tool, but I got to get my meditation on as well. So what I'm going to do right now is call out to him. Call him up.
Mm-hmm.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up.
Unfortunately, he is going to miss it. You guys, we talked about meditation on today for this power hour of prayers, of praise, man. Meditation means being still, y'all. It means quieting your mind, you know, of the chatter and distraction in order to be still. Sure, you know, you can't be quiet when there are so many people to see and things to do, but meditation is not a luxury, y'all. Meditative time is an essential tool to allow you to understand your place in this world. You know, y'all got to remember, meditation allows you to mule the events of the day, to come down from the jitter places, you know, and prepare for battle. When you meditate, you're preparing for battle. You know, and open yourself up to the possibilities of it all. Meditation is one thing you can do to understand your situation and seek your solution with the one who presents you with tests and paves the way for your triumphs. Meditation is very, very empowering. It's soul cleansing. How wonderful is it to be able to gather strength and wisdom in the quiet hours, man? We can apply this today. This is how we're going to apply meditation on today. Meditation is a quiet affair, y'all. Find a place today that you can use for meditation. You know, maybe it be that cozy attic room the kids don't really be bothered with, or in your car in a parking lot of your neighborhood, or, you know, it can also be, you know, or maybe the basement among the boxes. You know, try to eliminate outside situations and just be still as you commune with God. The ideal is to limit the distractions by turning off the TV, closing the doors, dimming the lights down, and maybe even making your skin get a little pruny in a bathtub. Sit in the bathtub a little bit more longer. Yes. Can you give an amen for puckering for praise? It's so great that you can do that for the Lord. Just meditating. Don't worry about the kids going crazy. Don't worry about your little niece all in your ear talking about, I want to watch Dora. Give her Dora and keep it moving. God is so good. I want y'all to just bow your heads and open your minds right now. Get that deep breath flowing, y'all. Deep breath. Lord, Father, the Most High, I humbly ask that you help me be as placid as the waters you calm, Lord. Father God, please continue to guide me towards the path you intend. For I do not want a rebellious spirit or worldly distractions to distance me from your heart, Lord. Father God, please grant me peace of mind so that I may see the opportunities that you present to me, even when they seem to be more of tribulations than triumphs. I love you, Lord, and I thank you for today. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You guys can archive the show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpotENT. And we're going to be meditating with each other all week. We're going to be talking about communicating. Communicating is the topic for the week, you guys. Make sure y'all tune in tomorrow, 9 a.m. West Coast and 12 p.m. East Coast, calling at 347-850-1521. I'm going to give a shout-out to Mike Mitch for calling in today, to Rocker Block for calling in today, to Will from Brick City calling in, to Nakima from Brick City. We're over here in Washington now for calling in. Everybody that's tuning in online, y'all just make sure y'all keep God first and be safe, man. I'm out of here, you guys.